at the end of the day, we have to get back
and bring it home
and go to where Donald Trump was going when he walked into the Supreme Court, clearly an intimidation tactic, which in the left's eyes give justification for the No Kings protest. I myself don't pay too much attention to that because my attitude is he can try all he wants to. It don't mean a damn thing if a majority of the 435 representatives on Capitol Hill did their damn job and half of the 100 senators did the same. Whatever that may be, making sure that you make decisions, that you have a spine, that you're not being somebody that's forced and compelled and pushed into doing something you don't want to do and your constituency doesn't want you to do just because this man told you to. Now, if you do it because you believe it, if you do it because you feel it, if you do it because you're representing your community, your constituency, and that's what they want, I'm down for you. I got it. But if you're doing it because you have no spine, you're a weak-ass, pathetic representative or Senate figure who's scared of the President of the United States, then your ass don't belong on Capitol Hill. It's that simple.